Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Dalet, and we're starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Beis and the Vilna Surah Sadaf. It's on Gimel Amud Aleph, and today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us Ein Chayshin and Shemagera Cholim Bias Lebias Yumakel Makayim. We have to suspect that after a person did Bidikas Chametz in his house, that a weasel came in and dragged some Chametz from one place in his house to another, or from one room to another, meaning from a place that he did not do Bidikas Chametz yet into a place that he already did Bidikas Chametz, and that he would now have to check it again. Because Im Kain, if that's so, if that's what's going to be your chashash, then mechatzer mechatzer meir leir in ledavar soif. You should be chashash that after he checks one chatzer, that a weasel dragged bread from a chatzer that wasn't yet checked to the already checked chatzer, or from one city that wasn't checked to a city that was checked, and then there's no end to all these chashashos, so we don't have to be chashash anything. The Gemara says in chashin v'chulu. Now Amar Vienna Vienna says hachi tzur chamasni. This is really the way that should be taught, the exact opposite. And the reason why he's going to teach the opposite, because by the Mishnah, we're saying that if we're going to be chashash that chametz was dragged from one place in the house to the other, a place that wasn't checked to a place that was checked already, then we should be chashash that happened from a non-checked chatzer to a checked chatzer already. But why is that so, asked Rabbi Yoina? That's not a logical progression. It actually makes sense to say that within the same house or within the same area, the chametz was dragged from one place to another, from an area that wasn't to an area that was checked already. But from one chatzer to another, from one city to another, then why would you be chashash that chametz is dragged from there to there? That's a much further distance. It's actually not logical to say what the Mishnah is suggesting. That's why he says we have to teach the opposite. The me'ir le'ir wouldn't have to be chashash, and also me'chatzer le'chatzer wouldn't have to be chashash, and me'makel le'makel wouldn't have to be chashash, and we don't have to be chayshesh, because im chayshesh at me'ir le'ir, if you're going to be chayshesh that it was dragged from one city to another, at chayshesh mechatzel chatzer, so then you're going to be chayshesh even a much shorter distance from one chatzer to another. And im chayshesh at mechatzel chatzer, if you're going to be chayshesh from one chatzer to another, then chayshesh at me'makel makam, you're going to be chayshesh from one place to another in the same house. And im chayshesh at me'makel makam, at chayshesh bias le'bias. And that's really the way we should understand the Mishnah. However, Amar Rabbi Yisrael afilu k'masnisa asyehi, Rabbi Yisrael defends our Mishnah and says that it actually could be like the wording we have in our Mishnah. How is our Mishnah worded? Ein chayshesh shemagera choldom bias le'bias. And here's the way he explains the Mishnah. In other words, he explains the Mishnah as follows: that since we're not chayshesh mi bias labayis, we're not chayshesh mi makom lemakom, we're not chayshesh mechatzel lechatzer, we're not chayshesh meir leir. And why are we not chayshesh this? Because yichalin hein kol yisrael livdei chametz in ka'achas. Is it possible for all yidden in all places to check their chametz all at the same time? Obviously not. There's definitely some people that check earlier and some people that do bidikas chametz later. And mail, there's always going to be that technical possibility that a chul dragged chametz from a non-checked to a checked place already. And so we're not chayshish any of that. And that's the way we could fit it into our Mishnah as well. And moving on to Halacha, the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Huda says, Boit kin ara basar uvar basar b'shachars uvishas habir, that we have to check for chametz three times: the night of the 14th and the 14th in the morning, and b'shas habir, meaning bir chametz at the sixth hour. That's when we have to check as well three different times because we still have chametz then. V'chamar v'chamar argue that no. We only have to check for chametz once. It's only that im loy bodek ar lar basar, if the guy happened not to have checked the 14th, he forgot, he wasn't able to, whatever, something happened, an emergency, so then yivdek bar basar, he checks the 14th in the morning. And if for whatever reason that didn't happen, im loy bodek bar basar, so yivdek b'secha mayid, he checks during the mayid, he checks during yomtev. And loy bodek b'secha mayid, for whatever reason, he didn't even check during the mayid, yivdek l'achar mayid, has to check after the mayid. Why is that? Because that means he has chametz sh'avar l'va pesach, which is asur midrash rabbanon, and we don't want him to mix up this chametz that he has that went through pesach with new chametz that he got after Pesach, so therefore, even after Pesach, he has to check for Chametz. But again, according to the Chamim, if he did the first Bedika, he doesn't have to do any subsequent Bedikas. Now, just going back to Leil Bedikas Chametz, Umashu Mishayer, whatever he's going to leave over, maybe he's going to leave over a roll or a bagel or a pastry or something for breakfast the next morning, he has to hide away carefully, so he shouldn't have to do Bedika after, because if he's not careful with it and he shows up in the morning and he finds that his bagel or pastry is missing, he might have to do Bedikas Chametz all over again. So he should hide it carefully in order not to run into those issues. I think we're So remember, Rabbi Yehuda says that we have to check for chametz three times, and Rabbi Yechon tells us, time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's source? Kenegas shloisha pam shakasa b'tayr loyer el chasar, corresponding to three times it says in the Torah that you shouldn't see sa'ar. Basically says three times you shouldn't have chametz in your possession, and therefore you have to do three bedikas. As the Gemara v'aksev tashpisu zarm b'teichem, the pasuk says you shall get rid of sa'ar from your home, and that's a fourth time. The Gemara answers, no ba'asehu, that's asay that you should get rid of it. It doesn't say don't have it. It says get rid of it, and therefore we don't count that. As the Gemara v'aksev, we have another pasuk that says shibas yamim sa'ar loy matzay b'teichem. 7 days sa'ar shouldn't be found in your homes. That's a fourth time. So there's four loisases of having sa'ar or chametz in your house. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say to do four bedikas? And Rabbi Yehuda answers, Mikim shezet sar chlezev, zet sar chlezev, since this one needs that one and that one needs this one, kimisha klon echad, it's like they're all the same, meaning it's only three, not four. What does that mean? This one needs that one and that one needs this one. So we have two pasukim, loyer elacha sa'ar, that you shouldn't see sa'ar, and then we have the other pasuk of loy matze botechem, it shouldn't be found in your homes. What does that mean? This one needs that one. So Gemara explains, loyer elacha, when the pasuk says it shouldn't be seen mean by you? I would say based off of that, that if a guy simply deposited chametz by a guy, that should be mutter, because it's not his. It's not in his possession. It's not lacha. It's not yours. That's what the pasuk says. It's not going to be found in your homes, even though it's not yours. It's not the yids. It's the guys. It's still not going to be in your house. And if we only had this pasuk, would say that it would be aser for a yid to have a guy's chametz, even if he designated a separate room or house for it and he doesn't see it. And in response to that, Tamalim, the pasuk says, what do we learn from here? Ha-ketzad, that hifkin atzloi aser. If a non-Jew gave chametz to a yid, so it's aser for him to have it. But yichaloi bayis, mutter. If he designated a special place for it and he doesn't see it and he's not responsible for it, so then it's permitted. Memela, these two psukim are really one, so it turns out that we only have three psukim and not four, and that's the three bedikas that Rabbi Yehuda requires. The Gemara contains Machavishitas Rabbi Yehuda. It seems to be we have a stira in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda himself in the Mishnah. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Boitkin Arla Basar, Uvar Basar Shachas, Rishas Sabir. Rabbi Yehuda says we check these three different times. Mashma, that after these three times, no more times are necessary. Even if he missed one of these times, he doesn't have to do any more checking. Whereas the Chamar and the Chamar say, Imlay Badak Arla Basar, Yivdek Bar Basar. If he didn't check Arla Basar, so he checks the 14th, and he didn't check the 14th, he should check during the Maid, and he should check even after the Maid. And so what's the steer in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda? Tzarech Levdek Shlesh Apamim. It seems to be that you check three times, and as we said, no more than three times. But the problem is, why not? Just like when it's not yet time for Bir Chametz, it's the night of the 14th and the morning of the 14th, you, Rabbi Yehuda, say he has to check a total of three times, B'shashi Giyazman Biroi, at a time where there already is a Chi of Bir Chametz, namely B'shach HaMoed, like Kol Shekain, wouldn't Rabbi Yehuda say for sure that you should have to check for Chametz? In other words, it's Mashma from Rabbi Yehuda that you only have to check three times, and that's it. And if for whatever reason you didn't check, you don't have to check for Chametz during Yontif itself. But why not? If it requires you to check for Chametz before Yontif to make sure to get rid of it, if for whatever reason you didn't do that, why should you not have to check during Yontif? And the answer is Lo Tzurcha, it's not necessary. Dala, which is Yerushalmi's way of saying Ella, rather for the following, Imloy Badak B'Secha Moed Yivdek L'Acher Moed, if he didn't check during the Moed, he checks after the Moed. In other words, we misunderstood. According to Yehuda, if a guy forgot one of the Bedikas, he does have to check during Yontif. The only thing he's arguing the Chum with is regarding after Yontif. Let's say the guy didn't do Bedikas Chametz during Yontif. According to Yehuda, he does not have to check after Yontif. The Chum say he does. According to Yehuda, he doesn't. And that's our only Machlaikas. On to the next part, we said, the Labadikas Chametz, whatever he's leaving over for breakfast the next morning, he should put it away carefully so he shouldn't have to do another Bedika afterwards. The Gemara asks, so what's he supposed to do? Answer, Kaifal of Kli. He should put a Kli over it, turn a big bowl over it, so nothing happens. Now we get into troubleshooting. Kaifal of Kli. Let's say he turned the Kli over this yummy bagel that he had saved for the morning, and in the morning he comes, and he didn't find it. Ani Yamir, I say, Yad Nataltai, that a hand took it, which means you don't have to be afraid that it's all over the house. Somebody went and ate it in the middle of the night. No fears, you don't have to do another Bedika. Now what about Loi Kaifal of Kli? He didn't turn a Kli over it. V'loi Matsai, and he woke up in the morning, he didn't find this bagel that he saved. Oisei Abayis Tzarech Bedika, that whole house needs to be rechecked, because we have to be afraid that it was dragged all over. Now the question is, let's say he didn't find it in that house. Do we say that all other homes in that area or in that chatzar or people that have access to where this bagel was, do those have to be checked as well? Because since we weren't able to find the missing bagel, maybe it was dragged to another place? Or no, maybe since it wasn't found in this bias, in this house, so then we're able to say, okay, that a hand took it, meaning somebody for sure took it and ate it, but not that it was dragged all over the place. And the answer is in the Shemina Adal. Let's learn from the following. We have a bias in Tesefta Taharis that says, Ovid Kazais Menameis Bebayis, if a Kazais of a corpse was lost inside a house, Bikshu Loi Matsoi, they looked for it and they couldn't find it, Habayis Tahar. The house is Tahar, meaning all subsequent things that are brought into the house are Tahar. We don't have to assume that this Kazais of the mace is inside the house, being Matame everything. However, Lichshi Matsoi, if it is later on found in that house, Habayis Tahar Mafreya, so then everything that's in this house retroactively we say is Tame, because it was obviously in a house when there was a Kazais of mace there. Now that we have this, Hada Yalfa Menahi, Heyom Ralph on top, Vahi Yalfa Menada. That is learned from this, and this is learned from that. Meaning we have our case of the missing Chametz and a case of the missing Kazais Menameis that are being learned from each other. Hada Yalfa Menahi, that's learned from this, Hu Ibeid, Hu Iniach, that's a proper Girsa. Namely, that losing something and placing something is the same. In other words, don't say that in that case of the Kazais Menameis, it's only that if the Kazais was lost, so then we have to do Bedika, we have to check the whole house. But if you would have placed down that mace and then subsequently not found it, then a Bedika doesn't need to be done in the house, because we could assume that somebody had picked up that mace and taken it away. Don't say that, because we learn from the case of the missing chametz that even though he placed down the bagel, if it's missing later on, we do have to do a proper bedika. And by he yalfa min hada, this is learned from that ain sarcha bedika el oisei bayis bavad, we only have to check that house, not other homes in the vicinity. That's what we're learning from the case of mace to the missing bagel, that even though he does need to do bedika, he only has to check that house and not other ones. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with another opinion discussing this case of missing chametz. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.